This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The United States and four other Arctic nations have tentatively agreed to prevent commercial fishing in the high Arctic. The Canadian press reports Canada, Denmark, Norway, and Russia signed on to the ban after 3 days of meetings in Greenland last week. The measure was originally pitched by the United States. It didn't have support from Norway or Russia until now. The details of the ban are still being worked out, but the basics are clear. Countries have to do more scientific research on Arctic fish stocks. Meanwhile, they won't engage in commercial fishing in the Arctic Ocean outside their 200-mile exclusive economic zones. In this country, fishing in the American Arctic has been banned since 2009. Because this new moratorium applies to international waters in the Arctic Ocean, there's no guarantee that other countries will choose to honor it. The next step is to get more nations on board beyond these five Arctic states. In a statement, the Arctic group said they plan to spend the rest of the year lobbying for broader support. Kuskokwim River fishermen are expected to face serious restrictions on subsistence salmon fishing this summer in efforts to bring more king salmon to the spawning grounds. With fishing closed possibly all of June, a working group is asking that dip nets be used to selectively harvest non-Chinook salmon. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
The season for king salmon is expected to be closed May 15th and stay closed through almost all of June. The preliminary fishing schedule may see some small changes, but the bottom line is that fishermen will see major restrictions. With that outlook, the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group wants fishermen to be able to get other species with dip nets. They've submitted an emergency petition to the Board of Fish. Dave Cannon works for the native village of Napaimute and is a working group member. He says the request comes as managers anticipate very few kings, somewhere between 70 and 117,000.
The run may be as low as we've ever seen it. There is a real good chance that there's going to be severe restrictions. What we all would like to see is some other opportunity for fishermen to go out there and harvest other fish other than king salmon.
With dip nets, any king salmon that were caught must be released back to the river alive. Dip nets are commonly used on the Kenai River. Last year, they were implemented on the Yukon River with some success.
The learning curve might be pretty steep at first. Find out where and how to actually use the net, but that's the hope, that people will be able to harvest sockeye and chums and be able to fill their needs as best as possible.
The board can consider the petition outside of its regular meetings and come back to the group with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Another request submitted by the group seeks to limit the length of drift nets from 300 feet to 150 feet. That's a conservation method that would allow more kings to pass by.
We have talked with the troopers, and it is possible to be able to tie off, say, half of the net in the boat and only use basically half of the actual 300-foot net. There's not going to be any need to cut or damage a net.
Managers expect to get as close as they can to a final schedule in the first week of April in Anchorage. They will then attempt to get the word out about the extremely important year coming up.
We want to try and get as many fish within the escapement goal numbers up to the spawning grounds so that we do, in fact, have fish coming back in the coming years and for future generations. We've seen the lowest run on record last year. Every single escapement project in the Kuskokwim was the lowest we've ever seen. So we are in pretty much a dire situation.
In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
Three teenagers in the Kenai-Soldotna area have come down with chickenpox. They hadn't been vaccinated against the virus. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin recommends Alaskans who are not already immune to chickenpox get vaccinated as soon as possible. Chickenpox is highly contagious and spreads by direct contact and through coughing and sneezing. It usually starts with a fever, headache, and sore throat, and after a few days causes an uncomfortable rash with spots that blister and burst. Chickenpox can lead to more serious symptoms such as pneumonia, encephalitis, and death. Also, anyone who gets chickenpox is at risk for developing shingles, a painful rash, later in life. Vaccinations are available at health clinics and many pharmacies. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.